How would he look? How would you describe it if he were pretty big, around where he drank a lot of water?
Well, he's full. Mm-hmm. Well, you say he said that cow sure is full of it. Don't worry. That cow bullet, has he been worth it pretty deep? So no person would ask you that question. Mm-hmm. Well, he's just drank water. Mm-hmm. But now a lot of people will go to sell a cow. He'll go in there. But there's people that's too well appointed. They got too much experience and handle it too much and watch it too much. Mm-hmm. And man say he's going to drive up a bunch of cows out yonder and he'd turn them in and give them, fill them up on water, feed, give them dry feed, salt and everything, and then he'd drink water till he was just about bust. Mm-hmm. Brother carry him on the market, put him on the market. Mm-hmm. Well, he'd look full, you know. Yeah, wait a minute here. I can't get a bid on this. Mm-hmm. Said, you gonna shrink it? Said, I'll buy him. Said, I'll bid on it if you'll shrink it. Mm-hmm. That means knock off so much, so many pounds, and then I'll give you so much of the rest. Said, that cow's full. Said, somebody's. Mm-hmm. You see, he was gonna beat that much, don't you see? But you see, if you know, now he could have fooled you if you wasn't in, if you'd have just said, well, I'm gonna go in the cow business. I ain't never bought no cow.
Mm-hmm. This one looks nice.
Yeah. That's a pretty cow. Mm-hmm. Well, he pulled you for 100 pounds, don't you see? Mm-hmm. And that cow bring 46 pounds and $40 you lost. Mm-hmm. So that's a way such as that goes.
If you got shot or stabbed or something, what would you call that?
Well, you mean what sort of wound would you call it?
Well, if you ever had a kind of something that might grow in the wound, the kind of skin that might grow there.
Well, it would have to be if something other growed in there. You mean after the wound was made? Uh-huh. Well, you see, if you have a wound, and it goes to healing up and then goes to swelling up. Mm-hmm. Well, that's abscessed in there, you see. In other words, it healed up before it, it healed up on the outside and didn't heal up on the inside. It's supposed to been where it could have drained all the time. A lot of times that happens, you have to go in there and, even if you're sewed up, you have to go in there and put a tube in there to keep it drained. Mm-hmm. They call that abscess a lot of times. Say castrating hogs, cows, goats. Mm-hmm. You suppose, of course, an old man learned me that. You see, the older any animal is, whenever you castrate him, the worse he gets along. Mm-hmm. Well, you want to keep stripping and pulling and go just as far back and get as much of that new string as you can. And sometimes an old one, after you think he was done well, just doing fine, and that spring, it goes way up and that abscess on the end. Mm-hmm. Well, if it ain't too deep, you can open it up and drain it. Mm-hmm. Or it might just cold kill it. Mm-hmm. It might be done gone too far back, took for you to get, and you die after you think you're done, say, after you think he's well. Mm-hmm. But now that's called an abscess.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear a proud flesh?
Oh yeah.
What would that be?
What I would think now, not that I know. That's a place of not a healing. Mm-hmm. And that proud flesh is